Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. I need to see you screaming here. Shake your red hair like me. Woo! Yeah, yeah. How many of you glad to be free tonight?
Manning. I guess you preacher today.
I'm preacher.
All right. Don't say Manning. Welcome, welcome. We're glad to have you all here on today. I hope all is well and good in your neighborhood. Today we're talking about left handed. What's the topic today? Very interesting.
Every goodbye ain't gone.
My God. Every goodbye ain't gone. Can you imagine saying goodbye to something and it shows back up like hello?
It's right back.
All right, today's show, we're going to be talking about every goodbye ain't gone, and we're definitely going to keep it real. That's the only way we can help you to help you. Amen. So this show will focus on things and people that we have said goodbye to, but yet they still return. We will also deal with the unwanted goodbyes and the necessary goodbyes. We will uncover the wounds created by the return of the goodbyes and how to start healing from the goodbye that is gone. We will aim to inspire and uplift with this show topic by giving a biblical perspective in truth with the recorded word of God. Personal experiences with triumph over when every goodbye ain't gone.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. That's how I'm going to let you start out today. Every goodbye ain't gone. Wow.
That's right. Every goodbye ain't gone. So what I want to really dive into tonight with every goodbye ain't gone is I want to talk about these things that continue to show up in your life, these things that show up that you just knew that you were done. I was done with these things. I was done with that. I had already said goodbye and put that away. Mm-hmm. It just comes back. Here it comes back. So
again.
I have a question here.
Okay,
I have a question here. I might end up answering this question myself, but preacher.
Yes, sir.
Has there ever been a time to where you said, I was done with, you know, I'm done with that. That's all over and done with. Goodbye to it. And you can shut the door, you can close the window, you can lock the door, and it's over with. And maybe it was gone for a couple of days, two or three days, a week or so, and hear that goodbye come back knocking at the door, just knocking at the door. What did you do?
Of course, I've had been a time that I've been here on earth. I've had situations, and I know a lot of people, they relate this to relationships. So let's just take it on there. Let's just hit this thing head on, and maybe I can help somebody by helping myself. I've said goodbye to relationships and said goodbye, closed it. I dust my feet off. I buried it, what I thought was buried. I washed my hands with it. I said goodbye, and I was serious. I said, this is it. Goodbye means goodbye. Ain't no coming back. Ain't no see you later. Ain't no working it out. Goodbye. Carry on with your life. And that same goodbye came knocking back at my door a year later. Saying, I've changed. A year later.
You're talking about relationship.
I'm talking about a relationship. Yes.
A relationship.
I said goodbye.
You said goodbye, and here a year later. So what? It had to be something, that goodbye. I know it was gone, but obviously that goodbye didn't want to be gone. You said a year later, here it comes knocking back.
A year later, it comes knocking back on my door. I changed my phone number. I even moved, and I don't even know how this goodbye so long. See, never see you again. I buried the situation. Don't want it no more. Washed my hands with it. Took myself every situation I could possibly run into this goodbye in away. And then this goodbye comes walking up again, knocking on the door and saying hello. First, I was shocked. Because I'm thinking, goodbye, goodbye is gone. It's been a whole year. Why are you back? What do you have to say to me after a whole year? What has changed about you that made you think that you could come back and be like, hello, like things never happened before? I was in a long relationship with someone, and I was done. I was tired of dealing with what I was dealing with. I knew that person was not for me, that was blocking what God had for me, and I decided, you know what, this is it. There was so much going on in that relationship, and it was times where I said goodbye and I allowed it to come back, but then I had my final goodbye where I'm like, this is it. This goodbye is a goodbye, and I finally realized what the good meant in goodbye, and I was able to receive my peace before this thing to show up again. I look at it like this. It was nothing but the enemy trying to get me to be distracted because I had moved on with my life. I was doing good. I was in a good place mentally. I was in a good place financially. I was doing good. But here it is, goodbye, coming back, saying hello. And I wasn't having it.
And see, you just hit on some good points here. You hit on some good points. You said you had to move on and you had to say goodbye and here it come back, and you said the enemy. It was the enemy. Now this relationship here, this relationship coming back, and you can rid yourself of this relationship, and this relationship want to pop back up in your presence, and it want to get back in, because obviously the assignment that this relationship or this person, this relationship, he just didn't do it. It didn't get the job done. You realize that you all tried to destroy you. I tried to bury you, but that grave that I put you in, it was shallow. You got up out of that grave, and here you want to come back. And that's what Satan does. Satan tried to tempt you with those things that worked before. See, Satan ain't going to tempt you with something that you're strong at. Satan's going to tempt you with something that that you're weak with.
That's true.
It worked last time. Well, I'm going to try it again. I'm going to see if you still trusting and believing in God, or will you let me on back in?
Yes, amen. Yes. Amen. Every goodbye ain't gone. If you're just now tuning in, we're talking about today, our hot topic is every goodbye ain't gone. When have you been in a situation where the situation, you said goodbye to it, but it wasn't done with you? It hadn't decided to let you go. That goodbye said, oh, no, I'm going to see you later. I'm not a goodbye. You know, when did you decide, if you're just now tuning in, if you're online and you want to chime into the conversation, please give us a call at 845-277-9211. Again, that number is 845-277-9213. When every goodbye ain't gone. All right, Pastor, let me ask you the question. Have you ever said goodbye and it wasn't gone, or it wouldn't leave, or it was still trying to hold on to you, begging you to keep me, I want to stay, and or it left and you thought it was gone and showed back up another kind of way?
You know, I like to look at things in more than one way. You know, every goodbye ain't gone. You know, some things that we say goodbye to are some things we need to say goodbye to and we just have not said goodbye to. You know, on the other hand, there, I can definitely think about a time where there was a relationship, but it wasn't a relationship that that I was in that I wanted to say goodbye. It was a relationship that I had with a family member, an aunt that I love so much. You know, an aunt that I love so much. And I had grown up. You know, when I was younger, she was very fond of me and real good care of me. And I got a little bit older, and you know, once you get older, you know, as a man, you move on. You go off to school, you go do all different type of things, and she died. You know, she died. It was natural. Yeah, she died of natural causes. But when I found out that she had died, you know, that really bothered me because I just wasn't ready to let her go. You know, this is someone that I love so much. You know, I loved her so much, and I just wasn't ready to let her go. And it just took me a long time to just accept that, you know, she was gone. You know, she was gone. It took me a long time. You know, so, yeah, that's definitely a goodbye. Every goodbye ain't gone. But when I did realize, you know, that, you know, she had lived her life and she lived it all according to how she wanted. She was happy. She was a God-fearing woman, and you know, I realized that, you know, she ain't gone anywhere because I still have her memories, and I know where she's at. I know where she's
Amen.
At.
Amen.
So once
Amen.
I realized where she's at,
you
then I was
every
able
goodbye
to
ain't gone.
Let every goodbye ain't gone. Every goodbye ain't gone.
Yes. If you're just now tuning in to the Preaching the Past, we're talking about every goodbye ain't gone. When you try to say goodbye to a thing, that's some things we need to say goodbye to. It's some things that we've been holding on to, and we just saying, see you later. See you later, lie. See you later, dead. See you later. You know, these feelings. See you later. Instead of saying goodbye to depression, goodbye to poverty, goodbye to it, you know, even slavery, goodbye to slavery. We've allowed slavery to come back when it was declared that slavery had ended back in the 1700s, and yet still we're dealing with modern-day slavery today. Why are we saying see you later to these things and then embracing them again when we've already said goodbye to it, when we've buried that thing, but yet and still we want to go back and say hello, welcome those things in our life that we need to say goodbye to. There are certain situations in our life that is necessary. That's a necessary goodbye, and there are situations that is unwanted goodbye. I'm sure you and others that are listening probably been in a situation like you said with your aunt. You was not ready to say goodbye, yet and still you had to say goodbye. How do we handle the goodbyes that we're not ready for? You know, the unwanted goodbyes when we lose a loved one. Like for myself, I lost my grandmother who raised me, that was dear to my heart, and I never thought that I would be able to handle if I ever lost my grandmother. How could I move forward? How can I say goodbye to someone that I always said hello to and never wanted to let go? But when the day come that I had to say goodbye, it wasn't easy the first day, but then I realized that I would see her again. that it wasn't this goodbye wasn't forever. I realized that every goodbye wasn't gone, and I was able to say goodbye, and
amen.
I'll see you again. You know, because when you have Christ in you, when you understand what Christ came to do, then you're able to say goodbye, knowing that this goodbye is not gone. It's a temporary goodbye. I'm saying goodbye now, but I'll see you in the afterlife. And I was able to have peace with myself. You all, if you're just turning in, we're talking about when every goodbye ain't gone. You know, dealing with the unwanted goodbyes and the necessary goodbyes. You may have a situation going on right now where you need to say goodbye and mean goodbye and not allow that to come back into your life to operate. If you're tuning in and you'd like to chime in right now, please do so by calling 845-277-9213. Pastor, talk to me whenever goodbye ain't gone.
You know, you just, we talk about every goodbye ain't gone. You know, this is a lot of every goodbye ain't gone in the Word of God. Think of a couple of them. One that's coming to my mind now is in Ezekiel. You know, Ezekiel, the prophet here, Ezekiel 37 here. If you don't mind, I'll go through it a little bit. Ezekiel 37. It says, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. Here, Ezekiel was saying that the hand of the Lord was on him, and he took him out in the midst of a valley full of bones here. And it says, and he caused me to pass round about, and behold, there was very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. So here in a valley of bones, of dry bones. So that means there was no flesh on the bones. It was people that were laying out here in this valley. You know, they were dead. They were dead and gone. No flesh on their body, no life in their body. I imagine they had been there so long to where the animals or even the fowls of the air had came and just ate all the flesh off of them. No life into them at all. No life into
Father.
Them at all.
Not at all.
According here to Ezekiel 37. And
yes.
he said, he is God, and he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? This is God speaking to people.
Can these bones live? My.
He said, Ezekiel, can these bones live? And Ezekiel said, and I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest.
You know. Yes.
Then he said unto me, prophesied unto these bones.
Prophesy these bones. I'm on
now. Oh, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.
Jesus.
And he did. And he did. In Ezekiel, he did that. And
Jesus.
He spoke to those bones, and he told them what the Lord said. Okay?
Man.
So there, what God says,
my
what God says, that's what matters. You know, God was
yes.
telling me, he asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? He want to see if Ezekiel would believe him enough, or would Ezekiel trust him to do what he commanded him to do. He commanded
he
him
speak
to, go
to these
prophesy
bones.
To these. Yeah, he said speak to these, prophesy to these bones. So every good
dry
bones ain't gone. And we know how
dry
the story how it go. He prophesied to the bones, and he said how the bones, when he tell them what thus said the Lord, these bones came together bone to bone.
Come on now, give it to us. Give it a scripture. How they began to shake and come
together.
And two dudes came up.
Yeah,
come on now, preach that thing.
They came together because what God said, what thus said the Lord, these bones, they came together.
Come on now. Yes.
Then here God, you know, he spoke to McGee. Okay, now they didn't came together. See, God wasn't through yet. God wasn't through yet. So,
Jesus.
So now the bones had came together. So now God told Ezekiel to speak to him again, to prophesy to him again to the wind, and he did that.
Uh-huh.
Ezekiel did exactly
Jesus.
What the, God, he spoke to the wind, and he told the wind to bring breath into them, and said they would form flesh first. So he told them they would form flesh over the bones, and then he said speak to the wind, and he did exactly what God say, and the wind, it brought breath into the bodies,
and he say all these bodies, they got up. He said the whole, they were whole again. Because they got up and said this was the whole house of Israel that got up.
Every goodbye and gone. Looked like a dead situation. It was a goodbye, it was gone, it was dry. Not only was it dead, it was dry, dead and dry. Goodbye, gone, ain't coming back. Don't look like it's coming back. But God said, speak to these bones. And even believe that you speak to the situation it is, whether it seemed like it was a goodbye, and God can turn it into a hello and make that situation live again. I've always had to say the saying, if it's meant for you, if it's meant to be, it'll come back to you. If it's meant for you, you will receive it. Every goodbye ain't gone. Ezekiel spoke to the bones. There was not only just bones, but they were dry. And he spoke to it and said, thus said the Lord. And the bones came together and they lived and they stood up as an army. Now, what the Bible says again, the whole Israel stood up. Is that what it says? Pastor.
Yeah, that's what the Bible says. He said once he spoke to me, he spoke to the winds. He said breath had came to them and they stood up. He said the whole Israel, the house of Israel, stood up. The whole army, they Now there is something that was going on there. See, there was some cooperation that was going on there. See, now we know God Almighty, you know, he's a sovereign God. You know, he has the power and authority to do all without us. But see, God, he uses us who he believes. He, God wants us to cooperate with him. He wants to cooperate with him. You know, we have power and we have authority here on the earth.
Yes,
we have power
and
authority because it is God, you know, that he flows. He needs believers that he can be able to flow through. He needs you to believe.
Yes. My God.
He said, son. See, he was speaking to Ezekiel. He said, son of man. He said, my son, can they live? And he said, you know they can live, God. You know they can live. You, God, you know they can live. Well, that's the same thing.
If they dead right now,
you
know, Lord,
we
know you can. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Can do it, you can do it.
Hallelujah.
You can do it, but he want to know that with him, you can do it. With God, you can do it.
All things are possible with God. All things. If you're just tuning in to the preaching of the past, we're talking about when every goodbye ain't gone, when that situation looked dead and you said goodbye to it. And, you know, as pastors preaching, talking about the story of Ezekiel, when God told him to talk to the dry bones and he asked Ezekiel, can they live? And he said to God, yeah, you know, Lord. And so a lot of times we've said goodbye to a situation and the doctors has told us that ain't no cure for it. Your family member not going to make it. And you all can go in and say your last goodbyes right now. I don't know if you ever experienced it before, but the doctor has told the family to call everybody so they can come up and see mama or come up and see grandmother or come up and see the child, whoever it is, and to say your last goodbye. But God steps in that situation because as a believer in the family, they say, oh, God can do it. Can these dry bones live? And she said, yes, Lord. You know, oh, God. So we trust in you, Father God. What they said for us to say goodbye, Lord, we trust in you to turn a goodbye to a hello. We trust you to turn a goodbye into a miracle today in the name of Jesus.
My Lord.
Nazareth, like he did for Lazarus. Lazarus was dead and gone. He had been dead for what 4 days. And they had said goodbye to the family and everyone that had buried him. Not only was he dead, but he was buried, dead and buried. And everyone had said their goodbyes. They were in mourning. And then Jesus came and he asked him, do you believe who I am and say I am, that I can speak to this situation and bring life where you said goodbye. I can turn your goodbye into a hello again. I can turn your goodbye into life again. I just need to know that you believe. The Bible declares it right here in John 11:38-44, where he called Lazarus come out, and Lazarus came out, and where they said that there was a goodbye, a miracle was birthed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you're just now tuning in to the preacher in the past, we're talking about every goodbye ain't gone. I know man make it look like,
every
I know man said
gone.
It is like, hallelujah, but when God says it, the goodbye can turn into life again. That goodbye can turn into a hello again. That goodbye can be what you need as well when it's time to let go and let God. If you're just now tuning in, we're talking about we're here, the preacher and the pastor, and we're talking about every goodbye and gone. We're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to take your questions. We're going to see what you got to say when every goodbye and gone here on the preacher and the pastor. I am Tawanika Manny.
And I'm Dorothy Manny.
Hallelujah. Just a moment. We'll be right back.
We're going to go back and do it one more time. Everybody. God of mercy. Yeah, yeah.
God have mercy. Hallelujah. Welcome back to the Preacher and the Pastor. Today's topic we're talking about is every goodbye and gone. This is definitely a topic that needs to be talked about, because a lot of times when we think we've closed it, shut it down, said goodbye to it, and then it shows up again. Sometimes it's that necessary goodbye. It seems like you just can't either say goodbye to it, finalize the goodbye. Pastor, have you ever been where you tried to say goodbye to someone in a relationship, and no matter how many times you said goodbye, they wasn't ready to say goodbye, they wasn't ready to accept the goodbye?
Oh, yes, I have been in that situation before, that preacher, where I was in a relationship, and, you know, it was over. The relationship was over. It just didn't work out, you know, like I intended for it to work out. And
mm-hmm.
the person that I was with, they knew it was over. They knew it was over, too. But it's just sometimes, you know, when you are in a relationship, you know, some people, they just became so accustomed to their behavior and how it's working. You know, you want to be out of that thing. You want that thing to be over with. But they
yes.
just get a joy out of causing misery in your life.
I've been there.
Yeah, I said goodbye to it. You know, it's over with. You know, I'm
closure with it.
Had closure and thinking that it's over, and it wasn't long, and here it come right back. Oh, here it is. Person come right back in a relationship that just don't want to let go, and all they beg and plead the case, and oh my goodness. Look
so
like,
let's be real. Did you like you saw this coming? Because sometimes we'll say goodbye to a situation, and I'm going to be honest, I've been in the same situation, and we allow that thing, like I said, I washed my hands with it, dust off my feet, I buried it, I had closure with it, I moved on from it, and it showed back up, and then allowed it to come back in just to say goodbye to it again. So now they're not even believing the goodbye. Like, oh, we keep doing this. This is what we do. You know, it's a roller coaster of goodbyes.
Yeah.
And so nobody don't really know when this goodbye is really a goodbye because this is what we do.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That person or these people, you know, they'll come back. You know, they'll just keep coming back and keep coming. And they will block you from the person that you need to be with. Will you block you from that place or block you from that situation that God already has for you? And they will stop you every single time that you decide
to
go back. Delay. These delays can be years and years and years of delays before you even wake up from that and like, wait a minute, I done allowed you to block me. I done got rid of you, and then I done let you back. See, that's what we do. A lot of things we do are self-inflicted, and we know we shouldn't have let that person come back.
Mm-mm-mm.
We know it.
Yeah, I'm not.
Because it looks like, you know, the second time now is harder than it was the first time. The first time was hard, but now the second time was even harder.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you
it's
know,
harder
you just
when you tell...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when you tell somebody goodbye and it's over and then you allow them to come back and then you do it again, this has come routine for you to say goodbye. It's like people when they drink, they say goodbye to the alcohol, but then they go back and get it again. They say goodbye and they get to the point where they start not believing that they can really kick this thing, that they can really say goodbye to it, that they can really let go. So that happens in relationships because if you keep doing the same thing and you keep saying goodbye, it's over, and then you take it back and then you say it again and you take it back, who believe you? Even people start not to believe you. Yeah, me and so-and-so, we done. I mean, I'm done with that. I said goodbye to it, shut the door, locked it, buried it, and then the next week they see you back with it. So then people start not believing, you know.
And you know, sometimes, yeah, preacher, you locking the door just ain't enough. Locking the door just ain't enough. Sometimes you got to take the door knob off and put another door knob on. You know what? Just take the whole door down. Just put a whole different door up.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to move. And sometimes moving don't work. You have to decide in yourself, within yourself, in your mind.
You got to do what's necessary. You got to do it. When you mean goodbye, you need to mean goodbye. You need to stand on that goodbye. And if they still decide, you didn't change the door knob and you didn't change the door, if that don't work, dig a lake around your place. And put some water and put some sharks and piranhas in there. Yeah, dig a lake around and put some sharks and piranhas in there. And put a fence up. You can only get there by ferry, and then you have to go through the armed National Guard to get there. You got the mean goodbye. You got to mean it.
Let your goodbye be goodbye. Let your no be no and your yes be yes. Can you say goodbye to a situation that you, like, honestly, in your heart of hearts, you trying to say goodbye. This is over with. I'm not going to deal with this anymore. I'm tired of it. It's bringing me down. It's holding me back. I can't progress. It's causing me to be in things I don't want to be in, depression, poverty, struggle, sickness, disease, and I'm still holding on to this goodbye. I've said goodbye, and it just continues to show up because I've allowed this goodbye to just be a see you later, because some things we need to say goodbye to, but they're not really a goodbye to us. They're more like a see you later. I know my mom used to tell me, don't say goodbye, say see you later, because a goodbye is like never again, I won't see you again. And I can take that literally. So when I would talk to people, I would tell them, don't tell me goodbye, tell me see you later, because I'm going to see you again. So sometimes we say goodbye to a situation that we're going to see later instead of saying goodbye, meaning goodbye, and saying see you later when we need to be saying goodbye. So I'm with you. There are things I put myself in, and I tried to say goodbye to it, and I found myself back in it. But one day I decided to hold on to God and God's plan for my life, and I was able to say goodbye to those things that I needed to let go and truly let my goodbye be goodbye, meaning my yes be yes and my no be no.
You know, preacher, you made me think of another time here. You know, every goodbye ain't gone. You made me think of a time here in the Bible. We're talking about